Your favorite PGA and LPGA legends, pros and top instructors are right here every week on Next on the Tee. Join Chris as the greats of the game share their stories, insights and playing lessons. Now, back to Chris and more of the show.
All right, before I get to my next guest, Bill Bergen, I want to give a shout out to a couple of our sponsors. First, you've heard me talking about ClubHub sensors over the last almost year now, and it's the best portable shot tracking and swing analysis golf device out there because other shot trackers tell you what happened. ClubHub's going to tell you what happened and why. Take the progress that you're making over on the practice tee directly to your rounds with the only device of its kind that can go on the course with you. Again, I have ClubHub sensors on all of my clubs. They screw right into the tops of your grips. And I can tell you, since I put the ClubHub sensors on my clubs, I've learned more about my swing and all the data surrounding it than I've learned over the 40 years I've been playing the game. Because not only does ClubHub give you GPS distances to the hazards and the green, but after your round, you can look back at the images and the layout of every hole in the course that you just played and see exactly where and how far you hit every shot. Again, no other GPS tool on the market captures that and lets you go back and review your round the way the ClubHub app does. It's available for Android or iPhones, and the app keeps track of your swing speed of every club in your bag, your tempo, your angle of attack, plus you get a 3D view of your swing. And again, no other rangefinder can do all that for you. Go over to clubhubgolf.com and order your set of ClubHub sensors today and enter the coupon code NEXT to get 10% off of all products at checkout. Again, clubhubgolf.com, enter the coupon code NEXT, and you're going to get the best GPS swing analysis tool on the market for a great low pricing to see your game in a whole new way. And folks, I got to tell you how excited I am about a new weapon I have in my golf bag. And for the last couple of months now, I've been playing the new M4 driver from TaylorMade Golf. And if you haven't tried their new twist face technology, you're missing out. I don't know about you, but I don't hit it in the center of the face every single time. And after studying the hundreds of thousands of swings from pros and amateurs like us, TaylorMade designed their new drivers to help protect our miss hits and give us straighter distance. So whether your miss is on the low heel or the high toe, twist face helps bring the ball back to center, keeping the distance that we want and finding the fairway more often. I'm hitting more fairways than I ever have, and the new drivers are also the choice of some pretty good golfers you might recognize. Twist face is played by Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, John Rahm, and Justin Rose, to name just a few, and dominating the top 10 out on tour. So again, if you haven't tried twist face, go hit it and get fit. It's in the new M3 and M4 drivers, and only from TaylorMade. And folks, this segment of the show is sponsored by the PGA Tour Superstore.
This segment of the show is brought to you by the PGA Tour Superstore. See why golfers everywhere are proud to call PGA Tour Superstore their golf pro shop. Visit them online at PGATourSuperstore.com. Now back to Chris and more of the show.
Now back and making his fourth appearance with me on the French Lick Resort guest line is Bill Bergen. Let me remind you about Bill's background. He played his college golf at Auburn University from 1978 to 1981 and was named first team All-SEC every year, and he helped Auburn win the 1981 SEC Championship. His 65 during the 1979 Pan American Tournament still ranks as one of the lowest 18-hole scorers in Auburn golf history. He's played in over 250 professional tournaments worldwide, including 3 U.S. Opens, 2 Open Championships, and over 50 PGA Tour events. He's now the owner of Bergen Golf Designs. He's designing and redesigning courses all over the world. He's been involved in over 70 golf course design projects highlighted by his completed designs at courses like the Club at Foxland Harbor, Old Hickory Lake near Nashville, which was named one of Golf Week's 2009 Best New Courses, Heritage Plantation in Laurel Hills, Florida, which was selected as Golf Digest's 5th Best New Public or Resort Course back in 2008. Chariot Run, Golf Week's number 3 Best Course You Can Play in Indiana. Miramichi, Justin Timberlake's eco-friendly golf course and Golf Week's number 1 Best Course You Can Play in Tennessee. And Chattanooga Golf and Country Club, a Donald Ross designed course along the Tennessee River that Bill helped restore. He's recently redesigned Minnesota Valley Country Club, a Seth Rayner design, and he's got several other projects currently in the works. If you check out our website, nextonthetee.net, we've been featuring some of Bill's work on our homepage. You can see more of Bill's work by going to his site, bergengolf.com, and I'm excited to have Bill back with me again tonight here on Next on the Tee. Hey, Bill, thanks for coming back on the show.
Hey, Chris, it's my pleasure, especially as we approach the 4th of July.
Well, Bill, I want to get an update from you because I know you got a lot of projects out there in the works. I know you're doing some work at Santa Rosa Golf and Beach Club down there. So give us an update. What are some of the projects you've got working right now?
Well, Santa Rosa is our newest, and we have been there today and looking at that golf course. We're master planning an existing 18-hole golf course that is located next to the beach at Santa Rosa Beach, and I'm really excited about it. Mainly, it's got a really nice layout and nice property, but it also is built on sand. And to work on, work a golf course that's built on sand is very exciting for us. And so we're going to expose the sand on this property, sort of bring the beach to the golf course, if you will, and really want to make it, when you play the course, you can see the beach from the fourth and fifth hole. And we want you to feel like you're at the beach when you're playing golf on that course.
And Bill, one of the things that we talked about last time, and I want to bring it back up because I think it's a heck of an accomplishment. Last year, Golf Inc. magazine named you one of their top 10 most innovative people in the game of golf, with an emphasis around the work that you're doing to keep players in the game, particularly juniors, women, and senior golfers. Talk about what you're doing that helps keep more players. Once they play the game, they end up making golf a game for a lifetime.
You got it. So that was based on the fact that I'm heavily involved with the Longleaf Tee System. The Longleaf Tee System is a joint venture between the ASGCA, my architect's organization, the USGA, and then US Kids Golf. And US Kids Golf is a wonderful organization, and they own a golf course in Pinehurst that I redesigned. And I worked with the owner, Dan Van Horn, and we developed a teeing system that originally started with the idea that if you achieve excellence at any age, you should be able to shoot par. Well, they hold tournaments for kids ages 6 to about 13, and with the feeling that the best ones should be able to shoot par. And in order to do so, they would need to play a course that allowed them to hit greens in regulation, to have birdie putts, and to play the golf course the way pros play it, just at a smaller scale. Well, as we thought about this process, we realized this is way more important for all golf, not just kids. And so we looked at it a little bit further, and we set up a tee system that is based on how far you carry a driver. Well, some people, if they're beginners or if they're kids or don't hit it very far, they only carry a driver 100 yards. Conversely, Dustin Johnson can easily carry a driver over 300 yards. And so a golf course should be scaled to fit how far you carry a driver. So that doesn't mean you play the forward tees. It just means you play an appropriate tee that allows all of your golf shots to be relevant. In other words, you're hitting a tee shot that sets up the next shot, whether it's a approach on a par four or having a chance to reach or reach a par five in three shots, or having a club that allows you to hit the green on a par three. Very simple, but a really important thing. And one step further with that, we implemented it at Longleaf last year, and 93% of our rounds at Longleaf in 2017 were played from tees that never existed prior to us implementing this system.
And I want to expand upon that because I think that's fantastic. And I think that's going to go a long way to making the game fun, right? For so many years, Bill, we had a couple of sets of tees, right? You had the red tees for the ladies, then you had the whites, the blues, and maybe you had a back tee, from the tips. But the game became frustrating for so many, and they gave it up because it was you couldn't score, and therefore it wasn't any fun, so people walked away from the game. So what you're doing here is absolutely fantastic stuff. When you talk about the Longleaf Tee Initiative, how many tees is that? You talk about it being driver appropriate, if you will, but it's not three or four tees, right? You've got several tees to choose from.
At
as
Longleaf,
your game progresses,
yep.
You can move back.
Absolutely. So at Longleaf, we have seven tees. We start at 3,200 yards, and then we move in 600-yard increments all the way up to 6,800. And ideally, if the course had enough land, we'd actually have a tee at 7,400 yards, which would be for those guys that can hit the ball 300 yards. And so, but we don't quite have that land. But we've got seven tees, at the golf course. And it's interesting that the most play seems to be from our 3,200 yard tees all the way through about 5,600. That's the majority of rounds. So people have moved up. The way they determine which tee they're going to play, they go to our driving range, they hit a driver, and we have a color-coded system out there, target system, that however far you fly that driver, that's the color that we recommend you play. Ironically, our back tees at Longleaf are red. And so we sort of flip that around and reverse that tees or the forward tees. And you can't believe how many people at all kinds of random golf courses just say, well, I play the white tees. Well, the white tee yardage could vary dramatically. So we're trying to get away from people being stuck on that traditional red, white, and blue, which is obviously very patriotic, but we want people to play tees that are appropriate in length. And we're implementing that. I'm doing a version of that. And it's not a situation that you have to follow exactly. We're doing variations of it at pretty much every course that I'm working on. So we may not go all the way to 3,200, but we're definitely getting right position. And we are getting into the low 4,000s. Arish Jones and I are currently working on a course up on Lookout Mountain called Macklemore. And on that course, our forward tees are going around the 4,100 yard mark. And we'll stretch the golf course to about 6,900 from the back tees. So, you know, it's a good example, but we feel like it's a beautiful resort sitting on top of Lookout Mountain with views that go miles in the distance. Really an extraordinary piece of property, but having the proper tees for people to play, we feel is going to be a big draw for our property.
So let's take that a step further. I've got Reese Jones coming back on the show here in a couple of weeks, and you guys have teamed up to, you know, as you mentioned, this course up in Lookout Mountain, but you guys have teamed up on some things before. Talk about what it's like collaborating with him on designing a golf course.
I will. So Reese and I worked on Country Club of Winter Haven together, a course in Central Florida. And it was really a good matchup, and we had a lot of fun. Our owner, we had an owner that was a member of two of my golf courses and a fraternity brother of Reese's. So we had a great introduction to each other through this gentleman. And so he made the introduction. He said, hey, we'd like you guys to work together. And I had done the majority of the design work on the project. So Reese came in on that one as a consultant and was wonderful to work with. We had a great time together, hit it off well. His associate designer, Steve Weiser, and I became very good friends, and it was just a good working relationship. And then when I was hired to do Macklemore up on Lookout Mountain, this is a community that we want to draw people from all over the United States, mostly the Southeast, from cities like Birmingham, Atlanta, Nashville, Knoxville, and obviously Chattanooga, which is close to. But we want people coming in from all over the Southeast. And we're also doing a hotel on the property, and it's a Hilton Curio Hotel, and a great place for second homes. It's at 2,100 feet above sea level and just simply gorgeous. And so I thought Reese would be a perfect match on that property as well, because he certainly brings national recognition to any project that he's working on.
So one of the many things I love about your design work is the way that you construct your bunkers. One of the things I've seen regarding your bunker design is other bunkers retain water after a heavy rain, and yours don't. How do you get your bunkers to drain so much better than previous designs?
Well, two things. Technology has changed in bunker design, and we are able to use three different types of liners that all work beautifully. I mean, we do anything from a fabric liner called Sand Trapper 2 to permanent liners like the Better Billy Bunker or the Capillary Concrete. And so the bunkers have great drainage. They have a very good liner system. And these liner systems facilitate drainage. So they help the bunkers drain. And then, so that helps just off the start doing that. But more importantly, I design a bunkers that I don't allow any water to really enter the bunker other than what's on the immediate face. And those faces are relatively sharp. They're fairly close to the sand line. They may be even relatively vertical. Don't let water in, and we keep the sand mostly on the bottom. So it's an old style bunker that's based off of Donald Ross and Seth Ranger. I admire their work greatly, and these bunkers fit my eye and the way I like to do things, but we don't let any water enter the bunkers. So for example, Chattanooga Golf and Country Club, that's a Ross renovation we did in 2005. The bunkers on that golf course are now 13 years old, and literally they're as good as new. We have an outstanding superintendent with a great staff, but those bunkers at 13 years old perform just like they did when we built them. That's something we're really proud of. And our bunkers don't take sand maintenance. Now, we do, when we do the grass faces, there is fly mowing involved, but that's consistent maintenance. It's maintenance that the superintendent can count on, depend on, and plan for, but they're not having to take care of the sand as far as, you know, pushing it back up slopes and things like that. So they're very easy to maintain, and they perform consistently for the club members or the players on the golf course.
And Bill, you're also a proponent, of course, of creating like a six-hole pitch and putt that people can come play, you know, work on their short game skills, do it in under an hour. Are you seeing more courses being open to a concept like that?
Well, we love that concept. And the most publicized one right now is probably the Cradle that Gil Hands did at Pinehurst. So you're seeing a lot of attention on that. It's a 9-hole par 3 course. Fantastic and fun and great for growing the game. We actually beat them to the punch in Pinehurst because we did a 6-hole version of that called Bottle Brush at Longleaf. And it is as much fun as you can have in 30 to 40 minutes. They are so much fun. Our hole lengths are 50 to 100 yards. Our green sizes are 1500 to about 2200. Lots of great chipping around the greens. You can take a variety of clubs and go play. You can actually just take two. You could take a wedge and a putter and go have a blast. And it really teaches you how to play the game. And it's the kind of place that you take a young person that you're introducing to the game or somebody who's never played before, and you go out, every shot matters that you hit. Every shot's doable. The goal is in sight, if you will. And they go around it in 30 minutes or so, and instead of being exhausted and worn out from the game, it's almost like you're energized and you hear the response, can we do it again? And so really a lot of fun. And then we've done that also in Tulsa, and right now we have a facility like that planned in and out of rock outcroppings at Macklemore, which is going to be just incredibly beautiful, a place that you'd like to grab a glass of wine and go walk for 30 minutes and play 6 holes. So really excited about that. And we have it on the drawing board on other courses as well.
Bill, you've been gracious enough to share some pictures of your designs with me and let us put them up on our website, nextonthetee.net. I haven't seen a picture yet that hasn't absolutely almost taken my breath away thinking about the beauty of the golf course designs that you have put together. I'm curious, what are some of the best compliments that you've received about your design or one of the redesigns that you've done, whether it's from a player, from an owner, or, you know, a peer in the industry? I got to imagine people are raving about the stuff you're doing.
Well, a couple things. So my favorite of all time is a gentleman came up to me and said, you've spoiled me. I don't ever want to play anywhere else. And that's a really big compliment. The other thing that's kind of exciting for us, so our last 4 major renovations, all those clubs have waiting lists now, and they did not prior to our renovations. So that's big news for the club, and it's big news for our company. When you have waiting lists to join your club, you know, you've done something right. That means people are speaking with their wallets and their feet in the golf club, and they keep coming back. So we're really excited about that fact too. And so, you know, that's certainly a big compliment. You know, those are the things that come, you know, to the top of my head. So thank you. And I need to send you some more pictures.
I hope I appreciate it. We love putting them out there and promoting it because, again, everything I've seen so far is absolutely spectacular. Bill, just a couple of more before we let you go. My next guest, Tom Patry, is waiting on the line. First of all, he wanted me to pass along a message to you saying that you are the best that he has seen, but there's a secret project that you're working on together. What's that all about?
So Tom and I are working on a practice facility that may be the home of the Tom Patry Golf School. So that's something very exciting. And Tom has a great following and is an excellent, excellent recognized teacher. and to have a place to call home for him would be really exciting, to be able to you know, introduce students from all levels, from the beginning to the very best players, to a place they can really work on their game and be his home would be very exciting. So we've been working on some drawings and some budgets, and we'll see if that comes to fruition.
Do you have a location picked out? And I'm hoping it's near Atlanta.
Well, that's a better question for Tom, but I have to believe it's probably going to be Florida or New York. So with Florida being the leading candidate.
We'll try to milk Tom for that one. Bill, before we let you go, what's next for you? So after this project that you're working on now, what's up next?
So we're pretty excited about, we actually have a project at Auburn, Alabama. I'm an Auburn grad, and it's the public course in town where the airport is actually condemning part of the golf course, and they're ruining 9 holes. And in order to put it back, we need to basically reconfigure the golf course. So if everything works as we've planned, and we've already got a full design planned for it and all, if it all works as planned, we'd actually be putting a new golf course on a site. And so that's pretty exciting because there aren't that many new golf courses being built. This would be on an existing piece of property, but it would be rerouted completely and be a whole new golf course. So that's one of our exciting projects. And I just got back from Scotland and returned to St. Andrews for the first time in 34 years. So that was, on a personal note, that was really a lot of fun to get back there, especially with the Open Championship coming up in a couple weeks.
Bill, let our listeners know, how can they stay up to date with all the great things that you're doing, whether it's online on your website or over social media as well?
Yeah, we're very active on social media because it's such an easy platform, and we post weekly project pictures. So, you know, I travel to my project each week, and you can see what's happening with those. Just Google Bill Bergen or Bergen Golf, typically under Bergen Golf. And then our website is bergengolf.com, and you get a lot of before and after pictures on our website under the transformation section. So, but social media we use almost every day, certainly every week on our projects. So I'd love to have you check us out and follow along.
Well, Bill, it's always a great privilege for me to get to spend some time with you on the show. I can't thank you enough for your time tonight and stepping away from the project to come and be a part of the show. I hope you'll come back and do it again real soon. In between now and then, all the best to you and everyone at Bergen Golf.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having us, and give Tom my best. Thanks very much.
All right, we'll do it. Take care, Bill. All the best to you and your family. That is Bill Bergen, and his last name is spelled B-E-R-G-I-N, so it's bergengolf.com as his website, and then, like you said, you can find him on social media. And, folks, I'm not saying it just because Bill has been a part of the show, and, again, privileged to have him 4 times here, you know, join me here on the show, but you take a look at the pictures of the before and the after of his, whether it's a redesign that he has done or the piece of property that he has gone on to build these golf courses on. And it is really spectacular. I mean, it is calendar stuff, right? Something you'd want to have. And maybe Bill's still listening. He could put together a calendar of all his, the different holes that he's designed to put together. But it is spectacular stuff. And I'm telling you look at his bunkers, and one of the things I love a lot about his designs are the way that he designs his bunkers, and he's got the grass edges and that sort of thing. Again, you know, for a guy like me, right, being in the bunker is the worst thing ever, right? It's the scary shot for guys like me. But when you see the pictures of his bunkers and the design and the way that they, you know, frame up the greens and that sort of thing, it's just spectacular stuff. So I highly encourage you, go online, check out his website, follow him on Twitter, and take a look at the pictures. And I'm sure the project that he is working on right now is going to, you know, he'll have more and more of those pictures posted. It's going to be spectacular stuff. So hopefully we get the opportunity to catch up again with Bill here over the next few weeks.